93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM Latte. Jeremy Warner, it is the Tay and Jay Show. It is 5:30 already. What happened to today?
Time flies by when you have some fun. Cubs, Cardinals, Cubs, I guess not anymore. It's the Cardinals-Reds rivalry that we're talking about a lot.
That's the big rivalry. Adam Harris, 670 The Score, joining us. And Adam, we're going to talk some Bulls, though, and that's what we're chatting about today. How about them Bulls?
You know, I got to tell you, they won by 21 points. That's all I got to say. I mean, that's a big deal. And normally, I don't make a big deal out of one game, but you win by 21 points in a playoff game, and that kind of matters as you go forward in this series.
Adam, what did you see that's going to continue with this Bulls team? Seeing what they did the other day, what do you see that's going to continue with this team that gives you a lot of confidence going forward?
And you almost said yesterday, because I've been doing talking about the game. It's such a big gap in between games. I'm just so used to saying yesterday. But you're exactly right with how this team played as a whole and their consistencies were their bench and defense like it's been all year. You know, beating this Miami Heat team like they did really shows great signs of what's to come in the future. And even if the Heat win tomorrow night, I'm very confident the Bulls will win the series just simply because of the fact that the Bulls have better consistencies than the Heat. If the Heat win, it's because LeBron dropped 30 and Wade dropped 30 and it's a one-on-one fast-paced game.
Right.
But the Bulls, when they win with hustle and defense, and those things don't change game to game.
Next stop, Willow Avenue. Are you on the L?
You know what? I just got off the L. I'm sorry about that, guys.
No,
hopefully
you're fine.
You guys could hear me.
No, dude, you're fine.
Gives it a lot of authenticity.
Exactly.
You're talking to Stan Harris from 670 Score.
I love it. I was going to ask you how many Bulls jerseys were on the L.
Right.
Oh, you know, the best is when the girls wear those T-shirts. I like that.
Well, Adam, what is Chicago like right now? It seems like it's Bulls fever. We can see on TV down here that all these skyscrapers have red lights beaming up from them. Seems like Bulls are back in town right now.
Hey, it's unbelievable. People talk about that game, game one against the Heat, like it was the 90s. Everyone at the station is like, I haven't had that much fun watching a Bulls game since the Jordan era, and I completely agree with them. And you get a guy like Taj Gibson coming up big. It reminds you of like when a guy like Tony Kukoc would come up big in a playoff game, you know? Just the intensity in the city. No one really wants to talk about the baseball teams. And right now we're fine with that. We're kind of just turning a blind eye. Like baseball's never going to really be the main topic.
Adam Harris, 670 The Score. Adam, I heard the other day on on another radio show, national show, about the NBA is a league that you have to have two stars to win a championship. That was the argument. And a lot of it was the fact that the Bulls don't have that second star. So with that said, for you and Jeremy both, can they get this done with just Derrick Rose being the star?
I've been the biggest person in this city that I know talking that I don't think Derrick Rose is enough to win a championship. You know, I just don't, it's very tough, but he's changed my mind over the last month, and I completely think that Derrick Rose would be enough, and if you look at all the NBA championships the last 10 years, we've been through this before, it's not about the superstar that's on the team, it's about the supporting cast, the coaching, and the bench, and we've talked about this, you know, the Bulls of the 90s, you go, the Lakers in this past decade, the Spurs in this past decade, the Celtics in this past decade, the Heat in this past decade, and the Pistons. Those teams had superstars, but so does every NBA team. What the X factor is the coaching and the bench play and the defense. And all those teams that I just mentioned that have won basically the last 20 championships, they had defense, coaching, and a great bench, and that's the X factor, and that's what the Bulls have.
Well, and Adam, I know when people say with Miami and these stars are unbeatable, and they have three All-Stars and two of the best players in the league, and I give them that, but the Bulls aren't Derrick Rose in a cast of characters. I mean, they have four borderline All-Stars, I think, with Rual Deng, Carlos Boozer, and Joakim Noah. So I think the talent's there, and what I compare this team to is the Spurs of earlier the last decade when you saw Tim Duncan with Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili. Might not be stars, but they're right at that threshold where they're almost stars, and I think that's what the Bulls cast is like.
Now, I like that comparison. It's a different gameplay because the, the stars on the Spurs were big men. But you're exactly right with the coaching, I think, is huge, and the whole team aspect of it. You know, the Spurs got a guy like Robert Horry who come off the bench and hit a few big shots for them. Guys like Manu Ginobili, you're right. They're not, like, absolute NBA superstars, but they're great players together. And if you look at this Bulls defense, they were the best defensive team in the league, right? Who was the best defensive player on that team, you guys think?
That's a great question.
Bogans, Deng?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't have, like, a superstar defender, but how they defend as a team, it's insane. And if you don't have a superstar defender, lockdown defender like they have, but you're the best defensive team in the league, then that just means, you know, it's about team defense, and that's what the Bulls show.
Talking with Adam Harris from 670, the Score up in Chicago. Now it's game two. Game one's over with. I think we all had the euphoria over that game. But now you move on to game two as we hear the train going
by
again.
Tell my brother to quit hawking.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry about that. I hope you can hear me.
No, we love it.
We can hear it. It's giving us a little sense of Chicago. Bringing us back home a little bit, Adam. But
yeah.
Yeah, moving on to game two. You know the Heat are going to make some adjustments. What do you think they might do differently tomorrow night?
They need to quicken the pace of this game. They need to run the floor. They need to have a lot of fast break points. It's kind of like they started off the game against the Bulls, and the Bulls made an adjustment to slow the game down. The Heat need to keep this game quick and fast, and that's what I think they're going to try and do. I think LeBron and Wade are going to handle the ball a lot more, bringing it up. I don't think Bibby's going to handle the ball too much. I think they're going to have a lot of outlet passes, and it's going to – They need to make it look like an all-star game, you know, just running up and down the court. They're going to try and make it quick. And Thibs, all they got to do is do exactly what they did in game one, and that's play lockdown defense, hustle defense. And I got to say, tomorrow's not a must-win for the Bulls because we saw the Atlanta Hawks beat the Bulls in game one.
Right.
And it was based on 50% shooting from the field, a quick game. And then the Bulls learned, and they slowed it down, and they figured out how to beat them. And that's exactly what the Bulls will do the rest of the series.
I've got a quick question. To me, it looked like Dwayne Wade. This is for both of you. Dwayne Wade looked tired, it looked like to me. No?
Jeremy?
I just think he did look a little tired.
Or maybe it was just more of the Bulls.
Come on. I mean, he's an NBA player. He's still a young guy.
Right.
I just think there was that point where the Bulls are up 16, 18, and he and LeBron just
kind of gave up.
They're just like, we can't win this game with the way they're playing.
Yes, and that's like, you can't let, as superstars, you can't let that happen at the end of the game. LeBron, I don't want to stretch this too far, but he kind of reminded me of what he did last year in the end of the Boston Celtics series, where he just kind of disappeared. You know, you can't lose by 21 in the playoffs. You got to at least make that close just so you can go back and be like, hey, we only lost by 10. And it's a mental thing. And the Bulls, you know, they beat the hell out of them. And that's something. There's something to say for that.
And I think the Bulls, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong here, I'm just firing out questions. I think the Bulls have the coaching advantage here big time.
Oh, God, yes, absolutely. Eric Spoelstra, you know, a lot of people here give him a lot of credit for dealing with those superstars.
Right.
But that doesn't, just dealing with superstars and managing them doesn't make you a good coach. You need to demand respect. And he's done a good job, but it doesn't mean he's a championship coach. You look at the championship coaches, you think of Pat Riley, Phil Jackson, Greg Popovich, and those are guys that demand respect from their superstars. You know, Tim Duncan respected Popovich, Wade respected Riley, Shaq respected Riley, and Kobe listened to Phil Jackson. Phil got Michael to listen to him, and that's what Derek's doing to Thibodeau. He's listening to Thibodeau and buying in, and we've talked about this buying in concept, and it's big in the NBA, and I don't think that he'd do that with Spoelstra. I can't even imagine when he talks to them that they really take his stuff to heart.
Wrapping up with Adam Harris from 670 to Score up in Chicago. All right, Adam, tomorrow, what's a key for a Bulls win? And who's your X factor? Who on the Bulls is an X factor to win this game?
Luol Deng's always the X factor for me. He needs to get off to a quick start. He needs to basically just come out firing at the beginning. If he gets his first 10 or 15 points or so, then it opens things up for Derek. You know, we've talked about how he gets the 10 points in the first quarter, scores like 15 for the whole rest of the game. And the reason that happens is because then they start playing him, and then Rose opens up, and the rest of the team opens up. So look for Deng to get going early, And I forgot the first part of the question. What was it?
What's a key? What's a key to win as a team for the Bulls?
Yes, they need to slow the game down, play half court. If they can get the Heat into a half court game, then they win. Because the Heat's half court game is give the ball to LeBron, give the ball to Wade, screen, and try and take people on defense. And, you know, maybe they'll get one step on them, but, you know, you go in the lane, and even a guy like Omer Sykes there. So you need to play half court against the Heat. If the Heat get out and run, then they might beat the Bulls.
Adam, you know what I love about this Bulls team? We're talking about X factors. Is they have about 10 guys that can be X factors.
Right.
Even if it's not Deng, maybe Korver comes alive, or maybe Ronnie Brewer, or Taj Gibson, like he did in Game 1. That's why I like this team. I still think this goes 6 or 7 games, but that's why I like the Bulls a little bit more.
It was a great question for you to ask me because I really didn't have a wrong answer. I could have said any of them, and it's going to be correct.
Throwing softballs at you.
Exactly. I love it. Softball season starting up soon here.
I love it. Adam Harris, we've gotten him off the L. We've gotten him honked at. I mean, the poor kid is just ready to get home. Adam, 670 the score. Thanks, buddy, for joining us, as always.
Hey, anytime, guys. Look forward to tomorrow night's game.
All right. Thank you, Adam. We appreciate that. That was classic because at first I'm like, I think he's on the L.
Did you hear a stop or something?
It was just, you could just kind of tell by the way it sounds.
It was rattling.
Right. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it just
gave me some authenticity.
Yeah,
I really like that.
Man,
I really like that.
I always feel weird like grabbing stuff because 100 people have grabbed that thing.
You know what?
I wash my hands immediately after I get off the L. I'm sorry, go.
But you know what? With Chicago with the L, they need to take a page from New York. Have you ever been to the New York subway?
Yes.
You can get across Manhattan in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
In Chicago, you got to connect on this line to that line to that line, and then you got to get a cab to get somewhere. They need to take a page from New York, because I couldn't believe the public transportation when I went to a Yankees-Sox game there. I was like, what, we're there already?
That is the truth.
It took us 10 minutes to get from downtown Manhattan to the Bronx for the game.
That is the truth. Whenever I'm on the L with my brother and we'll go somewhere, I'm always like, make sure you do not leave without me because I have no idea how to get back. I guess there's always cabs, though, right?
Yeah.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.